Let's look at once more time at Ephesians 6, won't you? That's where we started last week. We're going to get to every age bracket of child over time, even adult children. There's a real need for mama to know how to pray for her 22-year-old, 32-year-old, 42-year-old, 52-year-old. So we'll start with the little ones, but we'll work our way up. So don't be discouraged. We'll come to you. We said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. I love that part. This is right. It's what? It's the right thing to do. When you make your children obey, you don't have to be apologetic. It's the right thing to do. Now, I'm not talking about being abusive. That's illegal, immoral, unconscionable. I'm talking about godly discipline. We won't cover that today. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. That means that parents are given godly authority. And the thing your children need to know is that you have heaven's backing, that God has appointed you, put you in a position of leadership. You'll eliminate a lot of problems if you'll do that. Now, don't wait till they're bad, till they've done something disobedient, and say, I'm your mother, I'm in charge. God put me in charge. Then God becomes the bad guy. Tell them on a good day, when they've done something well, say, oh, God will be so pleased. He put mother in charge, and mother and God are so pleased. And put that foundation in them that they know that you have God's authority, that you're commissioned by heaven, that they're supposed to be obedient because God said so. And please praise them when they are obedient. Be sure they know how pleased you are with all the little things they do. Don't wait till they're 22 and write you a check for $1,000, you know, that they've been saving and gave you this wonderful gift for their birthday. You've waited too long. Start when they're little and praise them. Plant the foundation of God in them. Now they're going to obey you, but they're going to honor you. We said the goal of raising children is to make them independent of you and dependent upon God. And if you raise a child and they come to 18, they don't know how to run the washer and they can't scramble an egg, you haven't really done your job. You have a job to do. You're commissioned. And even a boy has to know a few things because he may have a wife that's sick one day. He has to be able to help her, to sub for her. One of our neighbors made fun of Joel because he was running the vacuum one day. I wanted to run him off with my broom. There comes a day in every man's life he either needs to know how to do something or he better have a $100 bill in the name of a housekeeper in his wallet. Because every mother, every woman has a moment when she just really needs help. And it is godly for you to realize that that child you're raising is going to be somebody's husband and he needs to know a few things. So as parents, we're going to, according to the verse 4, we're going to nurture them. When you nurture something, you provide an atmosphere in which it can grow. You decide what's important and you provide an atmosphere where that child can grow. If you're nurturing a plant, you find out, is this a full sun plant, shade plant, or part sun, part shade? You find out how much water it likes. You know, some plants are offended if they get the feet too wet. They don't like to stand in a puddle of water. Some plants just would be appreciative if you just drown them daily. You have to know some things if you're going to nurture that plant, if it's going to grow to the full height that's supposed to. Wayne moved some magnolias. Wild magnolias do not appreciate being disturbed. And the reason I know that is because my son-in-law and I had already moved one. And it said, I hate you. It promptly said, I hate you. You've messed life up. And so Wayne, not knowing that, he moved several from the woods. We have 20 acres of woods. So not all is ours, but all belongs to Wayne's family. And they promptly died. So we went to the nursery to buy one for Father's Day. And we told the man there that we had tried moving some. He said, oh, you can't move those. They hate that. They'll die. Oh, and we knew that already. We already knew that. So we got one now that's been cultivated. If you're going to nurture something, you've got to know its likes and its dislikes. You've got to know what God wants for that child.